You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's that time once again on NFL Sunday. Who's in? Who's out?
Impact betting and fantasy for basically every single player.
Actives, inactives on You Better You Bet, countdown to kickoff.
All right, we will get back to the board in a second here. And PJ, just do me a favor and cut in if anything happens. Like, just as an aside, PJ, did you watch Eastbound and Down on HBO when it was on with Kenny Powers, Danny McBride?
No, I did not.
That's a great... I would highly recommend watching it. It is very funny. For people that watched it, what I just said made me think of when Kenny's on the sports show in the final season and they did Kenny's cutting in any event. If you get the reference, you're probably laughing, and if not, you're wondering what I'm talking about. I am not paid by HBO to say that. That was a legitimately hilarious show, Eastbound and Down. So here's where we're at with the actives and inactives. The healthy scratch I alluded to with Buffalo, like if you have like a brain and you've been paying attention this season, you can guess who that probably is. Josh Allen. I'm joking. Keon Coleman, another healthy scratch, or as they would call him in the birdcage, Keon Goldman, out for the Buffalo Bills today. Grant Leader, our friend in the chat, wrote that he's trending towards bust status. Oh, I don't think he's trending. I think he's comfortably on bust island at this point, considering he's healthy and can't get on the field as a former second-round pick. Not great for Buffalo. David Njoku out for the Browns, which means it'll be a ton of Tyler Morales' favorite tight end, Harold Fannin. Chargers and the Cowboys. Quentin Johnston is in. Play him in your fantasy matchup at your own peril. I wouldn't trust Quentin Johnston today. What I would trust, though, for the Chargers is the run game. Quentin Williams is out for the Dallas Cowboys in the middle of their defensive line, which obviously helps Omarion Hampton and helps Kamani Vidal quite a bit. I think the Chargers are going to run the ball a lot in this game. I don't know how much they want to throw with their offensive line being what it is and Justin Herbert not 100% healthy. If I had to start one Chargers receiver, it would be Ladd McConkey, but I feel much better about Omarion Hampton and Kamani Vidal for those of you still in your fantasy football playoffs. Bengals and the Dolphins, it is official. T. Higgins is in for Cincinnati. He apparently cleared a multitude of concussion tests per all the NFL insider tweets overnight. I hope he doesn't get hit in the head today. He's had a couple concussions this year, but T. Higgins will play. Tua Tagovailoa benched by Miami. Quinn Ewers, seventh round rookie, the former Texas Longhorn, starts for the Dolphins. Jets and the Saints. Brady Cook starts for the Jets. No Tyrod Taylor, no Justin Fields. For New Orleans, both Alvin Kamara and Devin Neal are out at running back, which means it'll be former Notre Dame running back Audric Estime and Evan Hull, Brett's grandson. That's not true. Estime and Hull will be the Saints running backs today. If I had to pick one for my fantasy league, I would pick Estime. I liked him a lot coming out of Notre Dame. I'm also not a draft analyst. Estime would be my guy slightly over Evan Hull if forced to choose. Giants and the Vikings. Christian Darrisaw out for the season for Minnesota. He will not be there to protect the blind side for J.J. McCarthy. Bucks and the Panthers. Carolina left tackle Ike Ekwonu is out for this game, which obviously helps the Tampa Bay pass rush. Now to the afternoon slate of games. Jags and the Broncos. Jacksonville rookie running back Bashaul Tuten is out and will probably miss the rest of the regular season with a finger injury. Travis Etienne should handle a ton of workload today with 7th-round rookie LaQuint Allen spelling him. And for the Broncos, 3rd-round rookie receiver out of Illinois, Pat Bryant returns to the lineup, kind of muddying the rotation once we get past number one receiver Cortland Sutton. A lot going on here for your fantasy semifinals as it concerns Arizona and Atlanta. Marvin Harrison Jr. back in the lineup today for Arizona. Bam Knight, IR, season over for the Cardinals. Michael Carter will start at running back for Arizona. I think he's going to get a ton of work in this game. Like, I'm starting him in a couple spots in fantasy. He's not very good, but with running backs, what do we want? We want opportunity. We want volume. I think he gets it today. And if you're in a fantasy league and you made it this far without having Drake London in the postseason, God bless you, because you've got him back in the lineup. Drake London expected to go today for Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, road favorites in the desert. Steelers and the Lions, TJ Watt is out for Pittsburgh again. There seems to be some question as to whether or not he'll play again this season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get to that game coming up in moments. Raiders and the Texans in Houston. Geno Smith back in the lineup for the Raiders after they had 75 yards of total offense last week with Kenny Pickett against the Eagles. And for the Patriots and the Ravens, we'll save the line movement for this game and what I think will happen for a couple moments from now. But we have 4 Patriots defensive players, or 3 really, that we're monitoring the status of heading into tonight. We think Christian Barmore is going to play, so like that looks pretty good for New England. But we haven't seen Harold Landry practice this week. We haven't seen Carlton Davis practice this week. And we haven't seen Marcus Jones practice this week. All 3 could play, or all 3 could be out, in addition to linebacker Robert Spillane. My guess is, if that happens and they're all out, we will see a push towards Baltimore up to 3.5 in the market. PJ and I will break down that game coming up momentarily. And those are the actives and inactives coming up for today, week 16 in the NFL. PJ, I'm looking at the board right now. It doesn't look like anything is really happening in the early slate. The games we've talked about already. So let's get to the afternoon slate. And Grant, let's get the music back, please. What do we have here, PJ? I almost called you Femi, just force of habit, just being honest. With the Broncos-Jaguars game in Denver, which low-key, a massive game as far as, maybe not even low-key, high-key, a huge game as far as playoff positioning concerned in the AFC. The AFC West leaders hosting the AFC South leaders. If the season ended today, the Broncos would be the one seed and have home field advantage.
Yeah, I mean, with the win today, the Jags definitely have a shot at getting the one seed in the AFC. They were a 3-point dog much of the week, and then the Broncos took some money the last couple days. They're up to a 3.5-point favorite. The total is where this game got hit, though. It was 44.5. Now we're seeing some 46.5. BetMGM has a 47 as well. So I think with what the Jags offense has done the last couple weeks, and then watching what Bo Nix and the Broncos did against Green Bay, people are thinking maybe this game has some shootout potential. I like the Jags though today, Nick, especially at the 3.5 against Denver. We've seen some of these games this year where there are teams out there that people think are frauds, right? Like they have a good record, but maybe people don't think they're as good as their record is. We've seen that with the Bears. People were doubting them against the Eagles. They win that game. We've seen it with the Broncos this year. People didn't like them against Kansas City. They didn't like them last week against Green Bay. Like these teams kind of win these games where we all just expect them to lose because they're frauds. So I like Jacksonville. Feels like this line should be a little bit higher, but I think they're going to force some turnovers on Bo Nix. Like you said, no tooting. It's going to be a heavy workload for ETN. I think Jacksonville goes in, they cover. I think they're live in that game as well. So I took some Jags money line.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do you think about the total?
I would probably bet the over if I had to make a bet. I know, you know, again, it was at like 44 and a half, 45. So now you're getting the worst of the number with it moving a couple points. I would lean over, but I don't think I'm going to end up betting the total.
Yeah, I like the, our friend Pro Sports Better, Rob Pizzola, was on You Better, You Bet. He comes on with us every Thursday. And like, there will be, and look, there's a lot of changes going on with the network. We talked about them last week on the show on Friday. More coming up tomorrow. Rob will still be joining us in the new iteration of You Better, You Bet, and more to come on that coming up tomorrow. You know, Rob liked the over in this game at 46.5. I bet it then. I still like it at 47. And my rationale, PJ, and curious if you agree with this, at least as a concept, even if not a bet, I think both these quarterbacks right now, and it's easy to say about Bo Nix, it's only his second year. I think both quarterbacks are playing the best football of their NFL careers right now. And I trust both these quarterbacks to play well today in Bo Nix and Trevor Lawrence.
Certainly think Bo Nix is. Trevor, I still think maybe the best ball was when they went on that run the second half of the season and they made the playoffs. He's definitely getting back to that level. This is going to be the best test for him today, going on the road and facing that Broncos defense with that secondary. So he's definitely playing at a high level. Bo Nix is playing great too. I can see why the over's getting bet and why Rob liked the over. I can't get there, I think, with an official bet, but that would be my lean.
All right, so over for me on the Jaguars and the Broncos. If I had to bet the game, I guess I would take the points with Jacksonville, but not a strong feeling. Peach, what about the Falcons at the Cardinals? I gave you the injury update. Drake London and Marvin Harrison both expected to play for their respective teams.
Still seeing 1.5 out there, juice minus 120 if you shop around, but most of the shops have Falcons minus 3 on the road. The total is 48.5, 48 at some spots. So obviously you like the under in the game, make sure you grab the 48.5. You like the over, grab the 48. But Atlanta early on in the week, minus 2.5. But like I said, now it's pretty much 3 everywhere. And that total has also gone up. I mentioned it was 48.5. It opened up 45.5 at most shops earlier on in the week. So another total that's gotten hit, just like the Jacksonville one. And I agree with it. I think this is the game where I would look at an over. Arizona's been an over team at home this season. We know how good Brissett has been. I feel like, you know, both tight ends. Pitts has been unbelievable since Cousins has taken over, and McBride has been great when Brissett's taken over. I don't see either of those things changing, so I think both of those guys are worth a look. Now that we're at 3, though, with Arizona, Nick, I think that's the bet. Like, do we really like Atlanta and Kirk Cousins laying 3 on the road against the Cardinals team that just plays everybody close? I think they're alive in the game, but I definitely like them at plus 3.
So I don't want to lay 3 with Atlanta, PJ, but if it goes down to 2.5, I think I'll like the Falcons at that number. And in your, so I'm going to split the difference here because you're not, you're partially right, and what I'm about to say is partially right also. Arizona has played a lot of teams close this season. The last 2 weeks, they've gotten their doors blown off. Now, those are way better teams than they're playing today, and that's where I want to split the difference. That's the Rams and it's the Texans, two playoff teams. The Falcons are not a playoff team, obviously. So I guess it's really, like, which side do you come down on? That Arizona's kind of letting go of the rope a little bit here, or that against lesser competition they can keep the game close. I kind of think they're letting go of the rope a little bit here. Jonathan Gannon's having to answer questions about his job status. So for me, PJ, I would lean towards the Falcons here, laying a short price on the road. If it gets to 2.5, not 3.
I think that's fair. And again, Arizona was much better early on in the season playing people close. But as you mentioned, as of late, especially when they've stepped up in class, they've gotten blown out. They're playing an easier opponent today. So I think they can keep it close.
And regardless of whether you agree with me or whether you agree with PJ, please just like make the best possible bet you can make. If you can find a 2.5 in Atlanta, if you like Atlanta, lay 2.5 if you can find it. And if you like Arizona, bet +3. Like that's what you should do. So you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with PJ, but make the valuable bet. Like make a good bet, however you want to bet this game. We'll save the rest of the games, PJ, because we don't have enough time to start next hour. We really don't have a lot going on the board right now. Like, not a lot of weather, I guess, today, but it looks to me like everything's static. Are you seeing the same thing right now?
Yeah, pretty much seeing the same. I mean, maybe there are a couple games here and there where it's moving like a half point, but nothing too significant as of right now.
All right. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. In hour number two, we will finish off It Moved with the Steelers and the Lions, the Texans and the Raiders, and Sunday Night Football with the Patriots at the Ravens. Thy Royal Prop King, teasers, underdog moneyline parlays, and best bets for every game. Countdown to kickoff rolls on with Nick Costos and the Glass Man right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.